This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get Wes Drew Hamm's take on this. Is this a revenge baby? Because you don't want to be a revenge baby.
No,
that's going to be an angry childhood.
No, you don't. Hey, let's talk some football with our guy.
Hey.
What's going on, Wes?
Hey, I'm just here for the Carl Douglas bumper music. That's all.
Great stuff.
Never do any jiu-jitsu, Wes. Maybe perhaps in your college days.
First of all, let's get to the martial. I mean, my goodness, we have – there's a lot of things to get. There are a lot of ways you can go here and a lot of things to be said here.
Mm.
But Carl's already said it. Oh, my. Ready?
Hey, let's talk about this win against Tampa before we talk.
Well, you want to talk about Tampa? Are we going to go, what are we going to go, UFC somewhere here?
No. We'll leave that over there. We're going to put that in the corner. We're going to put that in the corner.
I believe she has him in a leg lock.
Whatever works. Mm-hmm. I was saying when we came on yesterday.
Sure.
We're here, Wes, because of our quarterback. And
I don't think there's a lot of – I don't think that's misguiding anybody.
No.
I think that, you know, look, we went through 2 years of subpar quarterback play. Some would say really bad quarterback play.
Mm.
I mean, the numbers are the numbers. After 14 years of pretty good quarterback play, some would say excellent top 10 quarterback play. And we're back in contention again because I still believe, I think I've told you guys this, the premium spot in the National Football League is the quarterback. And the guy's been as good as we thought he would be. Have they been perfect? No. And I think that is an awfully encouraging sign for the second half of the season for sure.
And, Wes, to be at the game and watch, you know, this is the place. I mean, one throw that comes to mind is Darnell Mooney. And I heard Arch on the coach's show. They talked about, like, a bench route. And
what's up, Darnell?
Right.
And it was just, you know, the way he drops it in over the defenders. I mean, he's – all the things we saw in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh game, was an extension of, you know, not being sure what the offensive coordinator was comfortable with and his injury still not being – he's 100%. So all we got to do now is tighten up the defense, get some sacks on a quarterback. I think we got a team that can do anything.
Sure. I mean, in a perfect world, you know, you start pressuring the quarterback on the opposing side. Your defense is already, even without, without registering a hit on the quarterback, a hurry on the quarterback, or a sack, certainly, did you affect the game in the pass game? The answer is yes, because when Tampa went to their bag of tricks play, Jesse Bates had a pick.
Right.
A.J. Terrell has a red zone takeaway. I mean, now, granted, Atlanta looked like they're trying to put the pin back in the grenade offensively after that possession. But
right. The
idea of getting takeaways and getting them at key moments or when somebody's trying to get an explosive on you is really, I think, well-founded with what Jimmy Lake's doing. The added value or the premium, if you will, Mike, to your point, would be to find a way to start pressuring quarterbacks on a regular basis. And I certainly think that's not off the table. It's just a matter of how do they find a way to get it done. I think the other avenue that has developed here in the last two of the last 3 weeks for sure is their ability to run the ball on people. And I'm beginning to look at the numbers on Sunday and thinking, okay, Dallas without DeMarcus Lawrence in the lineup. And look, you're going to get your first word on Micah Parsons tomorrow. But I think he'll probably end up being a game-time decision. That's just my opinion. And if he is or isn't, whatever it is, Atlanta's got to try and run the ball on Dallas. I mean, they're 31st in the league, guys. It's that simple. And you want to exploit something you've been doing pretty well. And by the way, I think Zach Robinson has done a phenomenal job of piecing together when it's Tyler, when it's Bijan, sometimes when it's both. You know, and just that light, I think, has really been critical in the last couple of weeks.
I agree. you know, we're at the halfway point, and I always try to say, all right, what were my thoughts going into the season, and what are they now about some of these areas? Zach's done a hell of a job. The Jimmy Lake thing, I think Jimmy's done a really good job considering we haven't gotten to the quarterback as much as we thought when you talk about our defense. So there's some real positives that we continue to build on. Let me ask you about, you know, the Pitts touchdown. What did you see? Did you think it was? I know you called it as one because it happened in real time. But did you see the same replay that they saw? Because now to find out this pylon thing, you know, no camera in there, it saved us because I don't know what that would have meant. Maybe they overturned it. But what did you see, Wes, on that whole thing?
Well, I wasn't sure it was going to be a touchdown. When they called it a touchdown on the field, that's when I was like, okay, but it's a touchdown on the field. So now it goes to you have to have, you know, indisputable video evidence. And I don't know that they had an indisputable angle, Carl, because of the fact that it was a show that did not have the full complement of cameras like you would have on Monday night or on Sunday night or even the 425 games on Fox or CBS. So that show was limited in cameras, and maybe it helped Atlanta because maybe there would have been another angle where they would have seen exactly what happened at the goal line. Did the ball touch the white before it got knocked loose by Winfield? That would be the question that have to be answered. That's the singular question that has to be answered. And because they didn't have that video, they can't just go ahead and philosophically say, well, there's no chance that broke the line, so it's not a touchdown. I think Atlanta certainly benefited from that fact. But at the same time, too, there have been far numerous times where we haven't benefited from those type things.
Right.
So good for us. And, you know, let's hope that everybody's learned their lesson in Tampa about tucking the ball away when you go in the end zone. Because remember last year it happened at the other end when Desmond Ridder went in.
And Antoine Winfield got him.
Yeah. So let's start thinking about tucking that ball away, boys.
Well,
not hard.
Wes, it's Wes Durham with us, guys. He and Arch will have the call, of course, right here on 92.9 The Game Falcon Radio Network. It's Cowboys. It's, you know, it's a teachable moment. I saw him talking to coach. I saw him talking to some other players and assistants. I was sitting right behind the bench. And look, the good news is, it's all right, yeah, it was a knuckleheaded play, but the good news is this guy's finally using his athleticism and size, and he's becoming a force in the red zone.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, he is, and he's having a really good year. I mean, you know, 29 catches, 3 touchdowns. You know, he's already got, you know, a third of his career touchdowns in this season. And I think Kyle is certainly, you know, starting to see the light a little bit in where this is going. You guys mentioned Mooney. I mean, Mooney's already caught now 5 more balls than he caught all last year in Chicago.
What's up, Darnell?
And I give Ryan Pace and Kyle Smith and these guys a lot of credit because, you know, they saw something in Darnell Mooney that where he would fit. And I think when you have a guy who's as explosive and as talented as Drake London is, you can find somebody else to understand what the other side of the bracket's going to look like receiving. You give Mooney a lot of credit, guys. I mean, Darnell's come in here open-minded and made it happen. And I would also say the same thing about a fit for Ray-Ray McCloud, too. I think that's important to remember, is McCloud's contributions to this team, not just the special team stuff, but what he does certainly when it comes to making plays in the pass and the run game, for that matter.
So true. All right, Cowboys in town Sunday.
Sure.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk some college football with you because we're about to find out what this committee is going to think about these rankings.
Yeah, next Tuesday night of all things.
Yeah, right. I know. It's right, exactly. Everybody's going to be paying attention.
Way to have some gallows humor, CFP. Way to go.
So here's the craziness, right? We're talking about the criteria, okay?
Sure.
Conference championships, head-to-head, strength of schedule, game against common opponents, results sure. against ranked opponents. These are the things we'll be talking about here over the next 6 weeks. But, Wes, I actually think there's a little chaos that might play out here, and I want to get your thoughts on this.
Absolutely.
I think there's a little chaos that might play out with all these one-loss teams, and here's the crazy thing. We're about to be arguing about the one-loss teams that deserved an opportunity to be in this thing.
Well, how about the teams like Pitt that are actually undefeated, and I guess they're waiting until they play Clemson to finally give them some love? They're only 18 in these polls.
Well, Pitt plays SMU Saturday night in Dallas. That's a one-loss team in SMU whose only loss is – by 5 to BYU, and a Pitt team that's undefeated. So somebody's going to take a loss. Now, Pitt and SMU are both undefeated in the ACC. But one thing I would just remind folks about the first playoff poll next Tuesday night, and we can talk about it next week if you want to, is remember the automatics in this deal, the 4 conference champions and the highest-rated G5, which right now would be Boise State, okay? So then, really, when that poll starts, and you look at that poll for the first time next Tuesday night, remember, the Big 12, the ACC, the Big 10, the SEC champion is an automatic. They're the top 4 seeds in some order, okay? And then the G5 can go in wherever they're going to be placed in the poll, the highest-rated G5. They would go in, if they're outside of 12, they would go in as 12. Then it becomes a beauty contest in the eye of the committee. And the continual phrase that Rich Clark, the new executive director, uses, and I'm sure that's his charge to the committee when they sit down over the weekend and start sorting this out, is the best team. Now, the best team is a clearly subjective phrase, Carl and Mike, but I think the best team is the thing you have to kind of keep in the back of your mind when you watch this. Look, you got Ohio State, Penn State on Saturday, right? You've got Georgia, Florida on Saturday. You've got there are other games across the country that are going to factor into this. But you've got to keep in mind the best team idea. Like Iowa State, it's a good football team. Kansas State's a good football team. BYU, it's a good football team. But is it the best team? And that's what the next 5 weeks are going to give us in the college landscape.
Like if an Indiana has one loss, their only loss is to Ohio State, but they have no other, ranked opponent wins on their schedule. I mean, that's the thing. Did they make the cut? They might not even play in their conference championship game. But that's a team which, they're in a Power 5 conference, only got one loss.
Well, and this is another discussion for another time in the month of November. But every conference has a tie-breaking process, Mike.
Right.
If they don't have divisions. So, like in the ACC right now, you have Clemson, Miami, Pitt, and SMU, all without a loss in conference play. So, let's say we end up, and remember, SMU does not play either Clemson or Miami. That's why the game Saturday night in Dallas is big. Because if SMU wins the game, they have a legitimate chance to run it out and finish 11-1. And if they do at 11-1, with the only loss being a 5-point decision to BYU, and then you have Clemson and Miami, what's that tiebreaker look like? How's that process work? And is it different than the process that might happen in the SEC? And to Carl's point, with 3 one-loss teams, 4 one-loss teams. How far down the cut line do we have to go to determine the 2 teams playing in Atlanta? It's a really, really interesting dynamic that we didn't talk about much in the offseason because we're so excited about the 12 teams. I really do believe each individual conference race has got to be, it's going to be fairly compelling. And this is, again, I'll go back to one thing we may have mentioned earlier. We talked about impactful games in the month of November in college football. I think we're going to get them. I really do. I think this is going to turn into a just a terrific finish to just get to the conference championship games. Oh, by the way, don't forget Notre Dame. And we'll see what happens in the rest of the way after that.
Right. Again, and by the way, if a guy's looking at the rankings right now, Carl and Wes, you know, the coaches poll, the AP Top 25, there's no bearing on what the coach, what these guys
Correct.
Are going to do. Because right now, Alabama wouldn't be in the playoffs right now, by the way.
We're throwing that crap in the trash next Tuesday. Right. The AP, the coaches poll, the Dukes and Bell, hey man, top 25, that crap goes in the trash next week.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
We just signed that deal. How dare you, Wes?
Because I want to see where the committee is. Hey man, we got to run. Great stuff as always. Have a great call Sunday against them Cowboys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Be well. Thanks. Hey,
Wes Durham, the voice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.